As the climate changes, what can history teach us about the future? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tripti Bhattacharya, Thonis Family Professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Syracuse University, looks into the past to find out.
The Southwest U.S. is in the midst of a decades-long drought. But last August, California's Death Valley experienced a 1-in-1,000-year flooding event powered by an intense summertime storm associated with what is known as the Southwest Monsoon. Events like this highlight the importance of understanding how the water cycle will respond to global climate change. Earth's history offers many instances of past warm climates that can be used as natural experiments to understand how rainfall responds to global change. The Pliocene, between 2.5 and 5 million years ago, stands out as one of these past natural experiments, since the interval featured elevated carbon dioxide. Pliocene southwestern North America looked dramatically different to today. Southern California deserts contained woodland and more lush vegetation, while parts of Arizona and the Great Basin had large lakes. Understanding the causes of wetter conditions in the Pliocene can provide new insights into extreme 21st century rainfall. Measuring leaf wax compounds, we discovered summer rainfall in the Southwest Pliocene was much more intense and was spatially expanded into regions like Southern California near San Diego. We also showed that this expansion of summertime storms was driven by warming of ocean temperatures off the coast of Southern California. An unusually warm coastal ocean in the Pliocene pumped moisture and heat into the atmosphere, fueling a stronger summer monsoon. Why is this relevant today? Our results suggest that if similar warm temperatures occur today, it's possible that we will see more intense monsoon storms in regions that do not normally receive summer rainfall today, posing new risks from floods and landslides to surrounding communities.
That was Tripti Bhattacharya of Syracuse University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.